Pastor Bill Devlin was at City Hall Tuesday with city officials discussing the gun buyback program, mental health, and how to stem gun violence. With Councilmember Fernando Cabrera, Devlin is co-chair of the Right to Worship group. Devlin says religious leaders need to be more involved with their communities.
My part of the equation is I personally, as a pastor here in the city of New York, I've got to ignite faith leaders, because even more so than elected officials, faith leaders are at the grassroots. We should know everybody in our community. We should know the people. So I gave three very concrete suggestions here for every faith leader. We're talking Jewish, we're talking Hindu, we're talking Protestant, Catholic, Evangelical, Muslim. Is that number one, you got to have a buyback program in your church, a gun buyback. And you can do it, you know, with the city, with NYPD. They'll give you the money to do it. All you have to do is provide the venue. That's number one. Number two, like our church in northern Manhattan, a large church, we set up, by my initiative, a counseling program. I am available 3 days a week, every Sunday, every Monday, and every Tuesday. You can walk into our church without an appointment, and you can sit down with me. And not only that, it's free of charge. What that has done in the community is that everybody knows that I'm available. And guess what? It's also free. So that's my challenge to every clergy member and faith leader here in the city of New York. Yeah, does it take extra time? Certainly. So that's the second suggestion. Third suggestion is, faith leader, come out from behind your pulpit, your desk, whatever else you stand behind, and be actively engaged in your community. You got to do that. People need to know who you are, the people on the street I'm talking about. So when they are in crisis in their marriage or in their singleness, in their parenting, when they're in crisis, they knew who to go to. Instead of just calling a government official or 911 or 311, we need to step up, and we need to say the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men and good women to do nothing. And if not us, then who? And if not now, then when? I didn't wait for elected officials to do something, because it takes forever sometimes for elected officials, because they're talking about all these programs and legislation. I mean, how long have we been talking about gun violence and gun control? Really, since 1999, Columbine, and what's been done in the last 13 years. But we who are clergy members, we don't have to go to city council. We don't have to go to the state legislature. We don't have to go to Congress or the Senate. We don't have to go to President Obama. We can start something in our community today. The counseling center, the gun buyback program, and be active in our community.
Pastor Bill Devlin speaking at City Hall yesterday.